We have some presentations that we have from our kids. I'd like to invite our brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider to come and please go ahead and MC this part of the program. I'd also like to invite our very dear guest, Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin, Ustad Agha Radmad from the Islamic Republic of Iran, to join us in commemorating this token of these children. I hand it off to Sheikh Muzaffar.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers, sisters, respected elders, fellow students. Before we begin this part of the presentation, I wanted to remind everybody of a story from the life of Imam Khomeini. So Imam Khomeini, I'd like the youths especially to just visualize this. This is an old man in the city of Qom. He's standing up and he's saying that the Shah must go. The Shah was known as the King of Kings. He was incredibly powerful. He had a military. He had an entire governmental infrastructure underneath him. Imam Khomeini was just one old man. And so when he said that the Shah must go, people made fun out of him. They mocked Imam Khomeini. They said, you're going to get rid of the Shah? You and what army? To which Imam Khomeini replied, my army is in the laps of their mothers. They were children. And so we see a few years later, a decade or so later, we see that those same children grew up, they entered the battlefield, and we won in Difa'i Muqaddas. We won for the sake of the Islamic Revolution. And so it gives us great honor and great pleasure to say that there are active youths among us. For years and years and years, Imam Khamenei has been talking about the soft war. And we see now that there are certain youths among us who are rising to that occasion. And it's very, very exciting for all of us, and for me in particular, actually. So I'd like to welcome them to come onto the stage. I believe that they're here. It's Rabab Zahra, Zainab Zahra, Miqdad Ali Mahdi, and Faris Ali Mahdi. If they could come up onto this stage, and while they're coming up and while they're saying sorry, sorry, sorry down the aisle, we're going to play the videos that these tremendous youths have made out of their own passion, out of their own will. Bismillah, if we have the video.
Assalamu alaikum, class. Does anyone know the name of this person?
Yes, I know. He's Imam Khomeini. Please tell us more about him.
Okay, let's start. Sayyid Ruhullah Musavi Khomeini, also known in the world as Ayatollah Khomeini. He was an Iranian religious leader. He was the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the leader of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, which saw the overthrow of the last Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, and the end of the 2,500-year-old Persian monarchy. Following the revolution, Khomeini became the country's supreme leader. He was the highest-ranking religious authority of the nation. Imam Khomeini is the best role model for me because his kindness and his sweetness and his behavior to children is amazing. I'm going to tell you a story of little Ali, who is Imam Khomeini's grandson.
Yes!
This is little Ali. One day he was sitting with Imam and asked him, give me your glasses and your watch. He insisted Imam. Imam said, dear son, the chain of the watch could hurt your neck and the glasses are not good for your eyes. Ali walked around the house and came back to Imam and said, okay, Agha, you'll be a child and I'll be a granddad. Imam said, okay. And then Ali said, come here and sit down, because kids don't sit on the granddad's place. Imam stood up and sat next to Ali. And then Ali said, give me your glasses and watch. Don't touch them, because children do not touch these things. Imam smiled and said, you are very clever, and this way you took my watch and my glasses. That's the end of today's story.
Oh, oh man, we wanted more! Wanted more.
Imam Khomeini, Imam Khomeini, in the year of 1902, in Khomein, one of the cities of Iran, was born. When he was 5 months old, his dad, who was a Rouhani and a Mujtahid in the city of Khomein, was martyred. Imam Khomeini, from his childhood, with the true meanings of Shahadat and bravery, grew up. I feel Imam Khomeini is a free and a brave person because he said himself, "I until now have never been scared of anyone. Even when the regime of Shah took me from Qom to Tehran to take me to prison. In the way, they changed the direction to another place. I for sure think that they wanted to kill me. In that time, I think to myself, am I scared of death? I saw that I was not changed, and I was not scared of death. Also, after 15 years of being far away from his country, a journalist asked him, how do you feel? Imam Khomeini said, peachy. This is very surprising to me, because the regime of Shah could have blown up his aeroplane. But Imam Khomeini was not scared of death. Bravery was the most important quality of Imam Khomeini. He learned this bravery from Deen and A'imma Atar, and especially from Imam Hussein al-Islam. This makes me inspired. We should all follow Imam Khomeini's footsteps and be strong like a mountain against every falsehood.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Today I will talk about one of the most important personality of our time. Someone who ended 2.5 centuries of Pahlavi monarchy. Yes, I am talking about Imam Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini. Imam Khomeini was born on 17th May 1900, and his demise was 3rd of June 1989. He brought Islamic revolution in Iran, which shook the world, especially West. Even today, West, with the help of Munafiqeen, trying to harm Islamic revolution and its foundations. Imam Khomeini faced many challenges both before and after revolution, but his determination and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pave ways for success. There are many lessons for us to learn from his life. Number one, faith. Number two, sincerity and ikhlas. Number three, trust and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, work hard. Number five, steadfast and committed. Number six, do not fear and greed about this world. Number seven, success does not make you proud. Number eight, patience when tested. Number nine, do not bow down to any pressure. Number 10, resistance against tyrants. In the end, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect Islamic revolution. And Rehbar Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and keep us on the right path so we can protect this revolution and connect it with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his holy return. Ilahi Ameen.
We have some gifts to give to them because these efforts were absolutely fantastic. And I want to say this honestly.
Wait, first of all, which ones of you are Rabab and Zahra, and which ones of you are Miqdad and Faris? Oh, you must be Miqdad and Faris. You must be Rabab and Zahra. That's right. The work that these youths have done is really a huge sign of hope. And I'm telling you honestly, if I could do work as good, as brilliant, as informational, and as entertaining as that when I was their age, like, whoa, I would never have been able to do that. May Allah bless you. May Allah increase your tawfiqat. May Allah help you to obey your parents and to become good Muslims and Muslimas, inshallah. I'd like to ask Agha to come onto the stage, inshallah, to present them with the gifts. If we can give them all a loud and boisterous salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.